Okay. Well, I feel like we're kind of catching up here this week. Being on a regular Wednesday today, this is, where we normally would be in terms of our preparations. I mean, we're ahead because we've had, time, but from a team standpoint, we're trying to get on a normal weekly schedule here. And, it's a good opportunity for us to, start pulling things together. The extra time, we definitely need it. We certainly have, a new group of players on the team that need to get familiarized with the way we do things, go through our preparation schedule and so forth. So we'll try to march on through the week here. And, as I've said, a lot to get ready for Buffalo. So it's good that we have the extra time. We can use it.
Do you narrow your focus anymore now that the Bills have named Manuel the starter?
We have to be ready for everybody. And we all know that could change in one play. So we got to be ready for all the guys on the active roster.
Coach, can you talk about the challenges of game planning for a guy like C.J. Spiller?
Very difficult. He's one of the most explosive players in the league. He's got great run vision, speed, catch a ball, can line up out of the backfield like a receiver, can run receiver routes out of the backfield. So he's a combination of a back and a receiver. Hard guy to tackle, hard guy to cover, versatile player. He's got a lot of skill. One of the toughest players in the league to match up against.
What are your impressions of Manuel?
Athletic guy. Hasn't played a lot. Played against Indianapolis. Good arm, good athlete. Very productive player in college.
Hey, Bill, you're going to be going against a rookie quarterback no matter who you get. And I know there are always exceptions to the rule. But in general, in your history as a coach, what are some of the characteristics of rookie quarterbacks that you've seen early in their career, and what they know, what they don't know?
We're playing against some individual players, but we're playing against an entire team too, and their scheme and what they do. So, we've got to have an awareness of the players that are in there, but we have to defend the scheme that they run against us, and we have to carry out our responsibilities. So it's kind of a combination of those things. So we'll be aware of the skills that the Manuel has, that Tool has, that Spiller has, that Jackson has, that Choice has, whoever they are in there. We're going to have to be ready for all of them, but, we still got to play our defense, and maybe we, have a little bit better awareness specifically of one player over another, and we should, but, we still got to play our defense, still got to play football.
Coach Stevie Johnson said this week that he felt like he could do some things against your defense, including Pat Chung. Does that make you laugh?
We can't really worry about what they're doing. We're just trying to get ready to go. So we'll try to be ready on Sunday. That's what we're going to do.
What does Stevie Johnson bring to their offense?
He's an explosive player. He's got great quickness, catching skills, good route runner. It's a hard guy to cover.
How well is the front seven in preseason and just dating back to last year? I know Alonzo's new, but how difficult is the front seven to do?
Good. They have a good group. Real good group. Ed Branch of the group, he's another powerful guy. They got good edge players, good inside players. Linebackers run well. Lawson's another long guy that's sort of like a linebacker defensive end, but he can blitz. They use him on the edge as well with Bradham and Alonzo. Those guys can run. So they're very good up front. They got good depth and they got good players.
Do you expect them to be a more upfield front in terms with Patton in charge?
No, they do both. Yeah, they do both. And they get a tag and get upfield. They can play technique and play run techniques depending on, I'm sure what the call is, what he's trying to stop. But they've definitely shown the ability to do both. And I think it's a good group. They got good depth. They got good players. And, they're hard to block. And their scheme's good. So got a lot of things going for them up there.
Coach, I know it's been a small sample. What do you like about Matt Mulligan as a football player?
We'll see. We add him to the team. He's got some experience. We've seen him, play tight end for a couple of different organizations. And so we'll see how it all plays out here. But let him compete and let him try to learn the system. We'll see where it goes. I don't know.
From last season to this, what did you see from Steve Gregory that you feel was improved? And obviously, just the training
You know, Steve's been a pretty solid guy for us all the way through on defense and in the kicking game. Smart, very well prepared, an instinctive player. So I think, you know, the biggest thing for him is just another year in the system, another year with working with, you know, his teammates, linebackers, the communication, safeties, that communication, the corners. So, you know, I think he understands everything we're doing. He has a great handle on it, a lot of things he's done before in his career. I think it's just the communication, the timing, the execution, disguises, reads, all those things with his teammates. I mean, I think that's, you know, the improvements from within the group. I think individually he has a good handle on things.
For some players, is reliability as important as potential consistency of play and reliability?
Yeah, we like to say dependability is more important than ability, so put it that way. Maybe I'll use your phrase, but that's the one we use. But that's, I think we're saying the same thing.
Bill, what is your connection, if at all, with Coach Marone, assuming you've talked to him maybe in your drafted search on Chandler, other players?
Yeah, sure. No, a lot of respect for Doug. You know, he was at the Jets. He was at New Orleans. He's the offensive coordinator. And at Syracuse, did a great job at Syracuse. You know, we've had contact with him about a number of his players. Of course, drafted Chandler last year. So, you know, I think he does a good job. He runs a solid program. He's had a lot of success. I'm sure he'll do a good job at Buffalo.
Any common thread that you've seen when you go back to the units he coached, Jeff Saints and the Syracuse program, in terms of, you know, they're known for fundamentals, they're known for, you know, anything?
Yeah, I mean, he's an offensive line coach, so, you know, I think their offensive line, all the offensive lines he's been involved with, the Jets, New Orleans, I mean, at Syracuse, I mean, they're fundamentally good. And, you know, he's turned out several good players at Syracuse, you know, Pugh mostly recently, but... Yeah, I think he's a good sound fundamental coach, and, you know, it certainly shows up in the line, but I think it shows up everywhere. I mean, they're, you know, they're a solid team. That's what they look like in preseason. That's what they look like at Syracuse. So
we said on Monday, I believe, that Gronk back on the field was a step forward. How is the progress over the last couple of days?
Another couple of days. Trying to keep stringing them together, keep trying to head in the right direction. We'll just take it day by day. All right. Thank you.